Welcome back to Cure Talks Cancer, a weekly podcast powered by Cure on what we do best, cancer updates, research, and education. Each week, we sit down with patients, survivors, caregivers, and healthcare professionals across the whole cancer journey. New episodes are now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Let's get into it.
You know, I'm just very heartened by this incredible campaign. Investigating myeloma research has been very exciting and, again, heartening for me to learn about the CELMoD research and what they've been doing for all these years. And it just provides so much hope now that wasn't there before. So I'm grateful and very excited by it and just want to amplify the messaging because of that. It's a very different landscape today than it was when my father was diagnosed and, you know, passed 20 years ago. That's what's so exciting now is that there's all this incredible research. So what I want patients to know is that there's hope. And what I want to remind them is that even though cancer is so scary and blood cancers are frightening and multiple myeloma, which is the second, you know, most common blood cancer is so scary. It is the time not to retreat and to isolate, but to stay in community and lean on our loved ones and for loved ones to stay around and circle, you know, the patient or the person that's diagnosed, because being present with somebody going through this is the most important thing. And that's what everyone wants. I mean, nobody, whether they're diagnosed or not, nobody wants to feel alone. And so the reminder is the power of community. And the new message is that there is indeed hope.
Them knowing that someone else is going through this.
Yes.
Is super powerful.
So powerful that you are not alone. You are not alone. Over these past 20 years, I've learned much more about it. It was something that was indeed so shocking, and it was something that I knew nothing about. And I think my whole family was just processing, and it took quite a long time to do that. And obviously, I've been focusing on, you know, domestic violence and sexual assault in my life. But now I think it is so important to talk about all things that make us feel vulnerable. So when Bristol Myers Squibb approached me a bit about this campaign, I jumped at it because it has been obviously so close to my heart and something that I've been wanting to talk about it, and also something that I have learned the statistics of. I didn't realize that, you know, 36,000 people, I didn't realize that it was the second most common blood cancer. And so that affects a lot of people. And anytime, you know, we can amplify the messaging that you are not alone, that a lot of people have this and you are in community. And again, that the landscape around this is indeed changing and that there is new research being developed every single day. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer to a cure. And I just want to shout out to all the caregivers, because they do their jobs, but I don't know that they know how powerful they are and how much influence they have and how that loving, supportive, present face, how healing that is for people that are going through this and their families, you know, going toward that caregiver is the one that they feel connected to. So I just want to thank them and remind them how powerful they are and how grateful we are for them. Well, I think that there's something that's quite profound about awareness of our own feelings and of our own bodies. I think that so many times, I mean, it can be hard and quite challenging to be a caregiver, and the line becomes so blurred of the self and the person that you love or that you're showing up for. But I think that, you know, it's like an airplane, right? You have to put your own mask, oxygen mask on first. That's what they teach you, because only in taking care of yourself can you truly be there for another person. And so, you know, I always sort of tell the story about how I used to, you know, just power through life and just like no matter what cost, I just show up and I just no matter what. And then I'd get sick. All these things would happen. And so as I get older, I'm learning I can still show up. But I also have to show up for myself. And sometimes those are in just little micro mini moments. Sometimes it's about going, this is too much right now. Too much is coming at me. I need a second. And taking the, you know, 5 minutes, 3 minutes to, whether it's breathing for a few minutes, stopping for a few minutes, listening to a favorite song, meditating, having something to eat, drinking a glass of water, these little things that we do for ourselves that also send the message of to yourself that I matter, that you matter. Mattering is everything to the caregiver and the person who's being cared for. I would want them to know that there is a time, that the times are changing. And that there, the landscape of multiple myeloma is changing. And so much research is being done. But the most important thing is to stay in community, stay hopeful, be with your family, don't retreat. You are not a burden, you are loved, and we will get through this.